The Cigar Coop Coalition is back here for PCA 2024 here in Las Vegas, Nevada, sitting here at the Crown Heads Oz Family Cigar booth with none other than Tim Ozgenner of Oz Family Cigars. Tim, how you doing, my friend?
Good, man. How are you, Bear? Good to see you.
I'm doing so much better now. I am lighting up one of your newest creations.
Yes.
In your partnership with Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr. This is, we were talking about pronunciation earlier.
Yeah. It's called Fursat.
Fursat?
Fir tree.
Oh, you should have given me the chance. I would have done it.
I had it.
So the Fursat. So tell us a little bit about this. On top of the other blends that we've been seeing for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
What is the next chapter and Fursat all about?
Well, I mean, you know, when we first started Oz Family Cigars, I mean, literally 22 months ago. So the brand is less than 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we had CAO before, I mean, it wasn't something that was an overnight thing. I mean, you know, it took a while to build it. But we also like doing things in trios, in threes.
Mm-hmm.
So for Oz Family Cigars, the first blend that we introduced was Bosphorus. And, you know, that's a box-pressed, you know, Havana 2000 Ecuador wrapper. And that's more medium plus. But it got tremendous ratings for us out of the gate from CA. And then after that, we followed that up with Aramas. And Aramas is a Mexican San Andreas Maduro. That also, we wanted to blend it so that it has a highlight on Maduro. So we put a half leaf of USA Connecticut broadleaf in the filler with Jalapa from Nicaragua and also Piloto Cubano Ligero from Dominican Republic. So I like to say it's dark chocolatey, definitely medium plus with some Creole spices to it. So this one, Fursat, you know, I've been going around. I love doing events and meeting consumers. Because I love cigars and talking cigars, just as you do.
Of course.
And so I notice a lot of consumers coming in and saying, hey, look, I want something that's more mild to medium. But they like a lot of flavor. So the whole thing is that we did a Pai Synesthesia Yellow limited edition a few years ago. Yeah, and people really enjoyed that. So this is the exact same blend as Pai Synesthesia Yellow. The only thing that's different is that it's a higher priming wrapper. So the wrapper is Connecticut, Ecuador, but from the higher priming, it has a darker color,
yeah.
A bit more of a tan bronze color, and also a bit more flavor. So when we had CAO, when our family started that, our CAO Gold was one of our top selling cigars because it was a mild Nicaraguan, and this is a mild Nicaraguan smoke.
Beautiful. Tell us a little bit about, so you know me, Tim, I love the story behind the story.
Yeah.
So Bosphorus was a part of it, Aramas, now Fursat. What is the story about Fursat?
Yeah, so when you look at the vista of the box, which I wish I had a box here to show you the vista, one of the sides shows Armenia and Mount Ararat. Therefore, the name Aramas harkens to that. The other one is Bosphorus, the Bosphorus Strait that goes through Istanbul.
Right.
That's why the first cigar we named Bosphorus. This one is Fursat, and this one is inspired by the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, obviously, the name Liberty is trademarked, so we couldn't use that.
Of course.
And also, calling it SOL or something is a bit too obscure. Fursat is a Turkish word that means opportunity, and it really fits with the story because my parents both came to the United States because of hard work and because they earned scholarships to go to college. My dad went to Columbia University to get a master's in mechanical engineering. And then my mother was a Fulbright scholar who went to Bank Street College of Education so that she could become a person that could train teachers that would go into K through third schools, particularly in high risk neighborhoods. So they met in New York City and they fell in love and they eloped and moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
Of all places.
That whole story is in the vista.
Mm-hmm.
So really Fursat represents kind of like opportunity in the Statue of Liberty. Therefore, the coloration of the vista and the coloration of the secondary band and the foot band are kind of like a Statue of Liberty color green.
Yeah, that's right. The patina from the Statue of Liberty.
That's right. So that's kind of the story behind it. Thanks for asking.
No, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful tribute to your family. And that's what Oz Family Cigars is about.
Right.
You know, you and your father and your family started something really, really special, you know, decades ago. And what it's kind of culminated in and it's created and evolved in, and I've talked to, you know, your partner John Huber about this all the time, it's very revolutionary, but not in an upsetting way. These are very specific stories that tell not only the story of a family but also of a journey, and there are pieces and parts of that, you know, John and his music, you attributing to your family, and it's all comes together in this really intricate, tapestry, if you can give me some liberty here, tapestry of just incredible cigars.
Well, thank you. Well, I mean, and like you said, the story is very important, and being able to tell the story so that people can hear it and understand it is important. So therefore, like me talking to you and to, like, you know, Cigar Coop about the story, I feel like what's really important about any brand is authenticity. So all I'm trying to do is tell a true, authentic story. Some people may like it, some people may not like portions of it, but it kind of, it's a risk that I'm willing to take. And when we had CEO before, we took a lot of risks. Some of them worked better than others. But this is based on an authentic, true story of the family heritage. And I felt like some of that was being lost now that we were away from the business.
The story of your family and the story of Oz Family Cigars is something that I've just, you know, I personally love, and it's been a really big, it's really been a big boon for this industry. And I think we're still just seeing the very beginnings of the retail and getting the new generations of smoker reinvigorated to what you and your father started, CAO, and now Oz Family Cigars. And I know you like to pay honor to your father and all the relationships that you guys have created over the past. And I'm smiling because I was fortunate enough to be part of the panel, to be in the presence of the panel discussion from yesterday. And one of the best and most entertaining parts was all the impressions that you do. You're known for this. This is something that you know. So I had a list of a couple of people that we could just hear. So I'll ask you some simple questions and I'll give you the person. So if we could do this. So first of all, if you could just tell us in your own words, but in the voice of Ernesto Perez Carrillo Jr., we'll start there, what it's like working with John Huber.
Well, I tell you, Conyo, John is a difficult guy to work with, man. He's cool, he like my brother, but I mean, sometimes I say to John, I go, John, man, you got to calm it down. You got to tone it down, man. I mean, you can't be all the time going from 0 to 50, man. You gotta tone it down. You got to tone it down. But then he listened to me. When he listened to me, then he calmed down. But I tell him, first and foremost, you gotta take a breath. You gotta take a breath, man. You're making me a little nervous. That's the first time that I've done a true Ernesto Perez Carrillo impression.
That's pretty spot on. That's pretty fantastic.
Pretty good?
That's beautiful. I love it.
I
love it. Okay.
I mean, look. Honestly, the first time I've done, and he sees it, he's going to be like, what the hell are you doing, Tim? I'm going to make shitty cigars for you.
So we got a couple more here. So let's talk with, this is a personal favorite of Coop's because he likes to do an impression of him. We're going to bring back Jose Blanco. Jose Blanco. And tell us what it's like to do interviews with people like us here at the Cigar Coop Coalition team.
Let me tell you something, Bear. There are a few things you need to know. Number one, what is the blend? Number two, how does it feel on your palate? Number three, I'm gonna tell you something, but you can't tell nobody. How is it draw? Number four, how can my fingers go back like I am triple jointed? Number five, if you put a spitball on my pinky, on my finger, would I hit you in the eye right now? None of these questions, you know the answer, but I do.
That was a Coop request. But I've heard stories about your Rocky Patel.
Well, listen, I mean, when you're smoking a cigar and need to be nice, creamy, buttery, you have to have a lot of different varieties of blend. Like I have a Monday blend, a Tuesday blend, blah, blah, blah. But I also have a Monday morning blend after I drink my juice blend. I have a Tuesday afternoon blend after I am going for a little bit of a 2-mile walk blend. But I have all these different blends. My left foot blend, my right foot blend, 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 blend.
Well, let's conclude this interview with one that I know you're proud to do, and that's your father. And we haven't really mentioned him much, and he likes that. He likes to be that way. He likes to be very much in the background. But I know that Mike Conder, as well as John Huber, are as much a part of your story at the Oz Family Cigars as your father was, and the foundation that he built with CAO. They were along for that ride as well. So in your father's voice, I'd like you to tell Mike and John how much they mean to you.
Well, I mean, you know, John Huber, I knew him when he first started. He wrote a letter saying, I would like to work for you in any capacity. We made him shipping manager. And I have to say, in all honesty, he was the worst shipping manager in the history of shipping managers. I said, what the hell are you good at doing, really? Because you are a loser with shipping. He said, I like marketing. I said, okay, let's try it. And there he was very good. He excelled. Mike Condor, an Armenian name, Kondorian. Kondorian was also a good guy. He has been very invaluable in what we did at CAO. And when he is not playing golf.
Tim, thank you so much for humoring us and humoring our audience as well. Like we said, your ability to do impressions has been long attributed and very much deserved. The reputation is very well deserved. Fantastic.
You threw a couple of new ones at me today. I mean, I wasn't expecting the Ernesto and the Jose Blanco, but yeah. I mean, more than happy to oblige. How was my Jose Blanco? Was it okay?
It was better than Jose Blanco.
Better than Jose Blanco.
You did? That was good.
I put him up to Jose Blanco, everyone.
Yes.
No. I always like doing Jose Blanco, too, you know? And watch what he does with the fingers. It's really entertaining. He's got, like, rubber fingers. But thank you, Bear. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say that during the pandemic, I tried to grow a beard as long as you. But my given name is Murat Özgener, so traveling like that, I always got an anal cavity check. So I had to, like, trim off my beard, so I can't do it. I can't wear it like you're wearing it, Bear. So but I'm kind of jealous, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? If you ever want to join, I'll always vouch for you, Tim. So it'll be fantastic. We need more people at the Beard Club.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a true story.
That's right. But thank you for what you guys do.
Thank you so much, Tim.
You guys
Tim Özgener, everybody. Oz Family Cigars. We'll see you soon, everybody.
See you.